Good morning and welcome to The Conversation. I'm Chris Vandercook. Good morning, Bethann.
Good morning. I felt like I was almost in the soundtrack of a movie.
Yeah, I was sort of a 60s French movie, you know, Umbrellas of Cherbourg kind of thing.
Precisely. But we're not going to talk about that this morning.
Not right now.
No, not right now. But we are going to talk about some of the issues that we will be talking about as we move into the legislative session starting next week. Now, this one we've had conversations about for years. It's a matter that the Kahoolawe Island Reserve Commission is running out of money. The once flush fund from the federal government to restore the island after its military use is down to its last year and its last million. Since it was granted in 1993, the $44 million trust has helped to rehab the island from the site of a bombing practice to cultural and educational activities. But without a $3 million appropriation from the legislature this coming session, all of that could be in jeopardy. Michael Nahoopi'i is the executive director of the Kahoolawe Island Reserve Commission, and he joins us again this morning. Good morning.
Welcome. Good morning, Beth Ed. Thank you very much for having me here today.
Good to talk to you again. It seems in some ways we're having the same conversation we've been having for a long time, only now it's in a little bit more dire situation because you're down to the last $1 million and the last year of this federal funding.
It's a make or break year for us. We've been coming to the legislature for the last 5 or 6 years telling the same story that the funding, even though it was significant back in 1993 when we started. And for the last 20-plus years, it has been our only source of funding. And, you know, it's very important for us that we knew a long time ago that the fund will never be permanent for the whole life of the island. We knew that we had to do something to share the burden that we've taken on. And we want to make sure that we remind people that this is still a very relevant place for the people of Hawaii. And it should be important not just to the people who go there, but for everyone in the state of Hawaii.
And that importance is going to be judged along with many other issues that are deemed important, too. But this one, it comes out life a little differently and has a different significance in a much broader scope, perhaps. But your point that we knew that this was going to run out eventually, that it was never meant to be the be-all, end-all to restore the island, seemed to somehow to be lost over these last 20 years.
It seemed like it was difficult to ask for money over the years as we still had a balance left in our trust fund. And so, you know, there are a lot of issues that the legislature has to deal with every year. And as long as we still had some money left over, it seemed to be pushed back to the next year. Let's deal with you next year. Let's deal with you next year. But this is the last year. And if we are not successful this year, we are contemplating closing down access to the island, securing what we're doing, you know, this dream that was started back in from 1976, the landing on the island, to the movement to get Kahoolawe back to the people of Hawaii, will probably die after all these years.
With the case that you've just made, both in what you've been told after all these years, you know, come back to us when the money is pretty short. Well, you're at that point now. So really, this year is truly whether the legislature will be making good by its if not promised you, but its sort of implicated promise.
Yes, and we're hoping we have worked with a lot of the legislators. We've worked with a lot of the people in the administration. And I think a lot of people understand in their mind and in their heart, Kahoolawe is very important. And we're hoping that people can understand that it is as important as other issues in Hawaii. It shouldn't be placed on the back burner. You know, we're just as important as affordable housing, as education, as other issues that deal with not only just Native Hawaiians, because we are not just a Native Hawaiian issue, but we are an issue for all the people of the state of Hawaii.
And its history.
And its history. It was significant to see the people of Hawaii rally together to ask for something to be returned or more demanded. And we are one of the few places in Hawaii that has been returned from federal use back to the state. And it was a commitment by the state of Hawaii to say, we can do something. We want to take it back. We want to be responsible for managing it. For those years, our organization has been the one that has been carrying the burden, carrying the effort for the people. And we want to just see if we can get a little help this year.
Have you talked at all with the new administration? Have you had any sort of dialogue with the governor's office?
Some limited. We just met with the as part of our, we are part of the Department of Land and Natural Resources, and we did meet with the governor's staff to request funding to be inserted into the administration's bill. And we have been going through the legislature and talking to key individuals in both the House and the Senate to provide support or some other options in the future, or this year especially. But we want to hope that everyone will get together and finally realize that it is a very key and important thing that we're doing.
The money that you're looking for is to help with infrastructure, usually not something that a grant will support or specific funds may support. But you really have to have that infrastructure to be able to continue the work that you're doing, because you're talking about being able to maintain offices, being able to pay some salaries, being able to bring people to the island. All that's going to take money.
That's one of the unique things about our organization. Not only do we manage the island from a commission and policy standpoint, but we are physically managing the island. We make the water, generate electricity, provide the boat transportation, and a lot of it is done with the staff of the Kaho'olawe Island Reserve Commission. We are very dedicated and also a very trained, highly trained, but experienced group that is able to do a lot of these things with a very small group of people. And one of the fears is that if we lose our staff or we lose any of the capabilities we have, it will be very difficult for someone else to recreate this and to start it back up again. So it's also important that we have continuity through these years so that we don't lose the capabilities to manage this island. Once even if they think that they're going to try to maybe put it on hold for a while and then bring it back, it will be very difficult to find the people who have the experience of working on a very remote place, dealing with unexploded ordnance, because the Navy did not complete all the cleanup on the island, dealing with the unique characterization of the island, of providing the infrastructure and taking care of people out there too.
You're making the point that backpedaling takes a lot more effort.
Yes, and that's why, you know, the federal government understands the need to keep certain key infrastructure open, such as shipyards and other elements, through lean years, just so that they can retain the capabilities of when they do have money again. So that's another discussion that we're trying to have, is, you know, keep us going, provide bridge funding to when time gets better and money gets better, but don't secure the island and think that the island can be reopened again in a few years. Our best understanding and what we've seen through history is that once you lose a very specific capabilities, it's very hard to bring it back.
At this point where you've made the case over and over again, and you just did once again, albeit in a year where you're about to lose whatever funding you've got left from the federal government, do you have any sense that this is falling on more open ears than it has in past from the conversations that you've had with lawmakers? Do they seem to understand that really this is, as we talked about in the beginning of this conversation, a make or break year?
I think the one thing that I've seen this year that makes it different is when we visit them this year, when we walk into the office, they have our annual reports sitting on their desk and they have read it. I've gotten calls this year about the stories that we've been telling about that this is the year. And that is a significant difference from the past years. We've had to go out and engage. People are coming to us and saying, what can we do to help? And we're very hopeful about that.
Well, we wish you all the best, and we'll be following what happens this year, because you got awfully close last year.
Thank you very much.
Michael Naho'opi'i is the Executive Director of the Kaho'olawe Island Reserve Commission. He's been involved with Kaho'olawe from virtually every perspective in its recent history, and a longtime Protect Kaho'olawe Ohana member and former U.S. Navy officer in charge of Kaho'olawe during its conveyance of the island to the state of Hawaii. He was also a senior manager during the early model cleanup and later the Navy Unexploded Ordnance Cleanup Project.